Let's get back to colon cancer. I want to talk to you about some of the new drugs coming down the line, but just to sort of finish out the cycle since you've had this experience with the EXACT trial, I'm curious about your take about the potential substitution of capecitabine in other situations. For example, with oxaliplatin in the adjuvant setting, of course, this is being studied, but it can also be considered off protocol. In the neoadjuvant setting with rectal cancer as opposed to continuous infusion 5-FU, what are your thoughts about the use of capecitabine in those two situations off protocol? Do you bring it up to patients?
I do bring it up to patients, and I actually probably utilize it maybe more than one would guess. It's a situation where, having grown up in a background of drug development and having done a lot of phase one and pharmacology trials, it just makes sense that infusional 5-FU is better and that it's easier to extrapolate that over for the patients with a drug like capecitabine. The science behind capecitabine is good. The pharmacology is good. And I think that's probably the better way to do it. It's certainly less cumbersome for the patients. With radiation therapy, I have felt very comfortable. There's been a lot of data, albeit all phase two, coming out of good centers, our own and MD Anderson and others, that show how the dosing needs to be delivered. And then with regard to giving with oxaliplatin or giving with irinotecan, and also very comfortable. We've done trials in both of those settings. There's ups and downs a little bit with that data, but there hasn't been the large randomized trials yet. We've got those coming up. There's been a safety analysis that looked at a Zelox regimen that put capecitabine and oxaliplatin together versus FOLFOX, and that looks pretty encouraging. And I would be shocked to see much of a difference in terms of efficacy.
So when you say you use it, are you saying you would use, for example, Zelox in the adjuvant setting?
I have given Zelox in the adjuvant setting with careful consent to a patient who was interested in working, very active. It was a gentleman who actually traveled, was a sales representative, and needed to be on the road, and wasn't going to go great distances and just didn't want the pump, and we felt very comfortable making that transition.
Yeah, it's funny, people talk about convenience and stuff. You know, I wonder what would have happened if capecitabine had been developed first. You know, would we be testing 5-FU?
Correct. And I think it's interesting. A couple of years ago, I would have said probably not. I think we would have, you know, if capecitabine come along first, 5-FU wouldn't have had the big run. We had those not negative trials, but less than positive trials with the UFTs and with the attempts at trying to bring uracil into the mix and enouracil. And then lo and behold, enouracil's back in the news. The idea of inhibiting DPD and giving very low dose 5-FU still has some attractiveness to researchers at the NCI and Dr. Diazio out of Birmingham. So we're going to see a little bit more about that. There's probably something to learn still about how to better give it. 5-FU is a great drug, been around for a long time. Certainly capecitabine to me has been a fairly substantial advance in the flexibility of using it.